بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحم اللہ once explaining the need of having a spiritual guide, he gave an example of key. So in Pakistan, India, in many places around, this key is like a very old story. They say that 2,000, 3,000 years before Isa alayhi salam, that's when key started. So key is old. Some people say that the one king was waiting and his minister was boiling water. As he was boiling water, from the tree something fell, like one leaf. So the king saw this, yeah, and it fell in, and he saw the thing change color. So the king said, let me taste this. And he said, tea was born. 3,000 years from that era, tea. So first it was called chai in the world, from China. Chai and shai. Then the British made it for whatever reason, tea. So this tea got a few lessons that it gives to people. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every person is born pure. Which people normally think that what happened to me over the years. Whether it's a student, whether it's an alim, whether it's a normal father who allowed his children to go into an environment, a university, a school, whether it's a husband who goes into the business, whether it's a husband who allows his wife to go to the gym. So at that initial time when they're asking the masala, is it haram? Is it haram to go to school? Is it haram to go to university? Is it haram for me to go to the gym? And if they ask, like, what happens at that, they say, it's a bicycle. I exercise. I swim. There's no one there, there's women only, men only. And I am clean. So water is also very clean, extremely clean. When you drink water, how you enjoy, what dua you make after it, it cleanses other things, water. Water is unique. But we all know if this environment is hot, if the environment is hot, and you leave the water boiling, it's that same beautiful water. And now you just drop that one tea bag. And I want you to think about what happens to the water after that. So much of water, only one tea bag. The water could have said, I know my limits. The water could have said, no one can ever change me. But because the environment is hot, when environment is hot, you just need one tea bag and everything becomes black. Everything. One tea bag. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, when the mice were playing and they were running around everywhere, there was no fear, there was no worry. Then they heard the small meow. It was dark. As soon as they heard the meow, all the mice went stunned. Like, cat. And as that mouse, the cat entered the room, then the mice started running. So it was like a little rude example, but the example was given by Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahimullah to say, don't ever trust yourself. He said, when the mice started running because of the cat, he said, when the cat came, the environment became hot, heat. When the environment becomes hot, you just run. He said, when those mice were running, wherever they could enter, they entered. He said, no one worried whether it's my hole or somebody else's hole. Wherever they enter, they enter. Sometimes when these parties take place at the end of a year, sometimes the sister, the brother ends up sleeping with his own sister. No one knows what happened. The next day, they're all looking shy. One friend, he went to one of these parties. especially when we have what is called in the high profile business world. And people look and they say, he gets paid 70,000. They pay you 70,000, but you have to play the game. When you have your parties, he said they went for the party. He says that one woman who every day is so respectable, how she dresses, how she... Now she drank. When she drank, forget the man going to the girl is coming to the man, woman. She came to him also, whereas he is known as Yudha, pious man in the business. She came to him also. She started flirting with him, then he turned away from her, she went somewhere else. He says, the most he knows is 2 o'clock in the morning, four of his friends, white boys, four of his friends, 2 o'clock in the morning, knocked at her house to say to her husband that, you know, your wife last night got very drunk, so we helped her to come home. Now, before helping her, what happened before that, he says he knows nothing, because he then left when the party was starting, but she was already drunk. So the next day or 2 days later, then she came to him to apologize. He says, I don't know what happened, you know, that's not me. So then he was explaining that, he said, it's not the person, but when you're in that environment, you can be Junaid Baghdadi in 1 second water. One tea bag falls, and the environment is hot, and everything becomes black. And that's what we are living in. When people say environment is hard, so environment is very hard. Especially when they made the environment hot. They never only ask for a school. They ask for a school where girls must sit next to boys. They ask for a school where girls must wear smart clothing, where girls' legs must show. They ask for a school where there must be sporting activities, where even now if it is winter, they must come with shorts. Now they must start racing, so the boy must admire the girl must admire the boy. Otherwise, why the race is there? Ever so when the boy runs, when he wins, first thing he looks, was she here? Did she see? Then they had the head prefect, she, and he the head prefect. So people already said, she'll marry him one day. He said, you can never have two heads in the same house, they'll break their heads. She's prefect, she's the boss, you can't have two bosses. She rather marry that person who was listening to her in school. Yes, she's going to ever listen after. But they made that environment hot. And then they said, water, stay clean. What's wrong with you? That's why when that man raped that woman, they said, what's wrong with you, water? And then they went out 6 days. The tea bag is going around, says, when I touch water, why is water becoming black? That's what they're calling women's rights. Don't touch us. Don't touch us. But the tea bag was told, don't touch the water. When you're going to touch the water can scream, don't change me. Water changes immediately. Black. Allah Ta'ala, however, for every sickness was going to send a cure. For every sickness, Allah was going to send a cure. So even in an environment where water becomes black, filthy, dirty, Allah Ta'ala made, after we get our black tea, what we do? Then we say, give me some milk. That's all. As soon as a little milk is poured, that whole color changes. It will never become normal again, white. But tea is tea. A lot of people say, I don't want water, I want tea. As soon as they put white, milk is called fitra. Milk is called purity. Milk is called ilm. Milk is called deen. Allah tabarak ta'ala created ulama, He created mashayikh. So that no matter how black an individual is, he just needs to come in an environment. And he just needs a little milk to be poured. So that person says, you know who I am, like I'm so bad. He says, don't even talk about your past. You only need to sit in the company of milk and allow them to make 1-2 drops in you. The person says, but I did this, I did that. Sahaba radiallahu anhu would say, I want to mention my past. If they would mention it, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would cry. And he would say, if I could give punishment, I would have had you killed today. How could you do what you did? But then he just got 1 drop of milk. 1 drop, and the purest milk in the world, milk of Risala. 1 drop, and that became the tea of the world. Wherever he went, people looked at him and said, what a color. Allah created milk. But in there, there's a lesson also, that the milk, The milk is the ulama. The milk is the sulaha, the pious people. But milk must also never think it can go off. And that's one major problem today, where water is becoming black because of tea. Milk has to save the tea. But sometimes milk can also go off. Milk can also go off. But you won't pick it up. Sometimes a person feels, I got khilafat. I got an alim degree. I'm a mufti. So what it means is, I am above the board. Shaitan won't come to me. He's scared of me. Well, as we know, recently, last holidays, we had right here in Azadwal what is called cash in transit. Cash in transit got all the money and it got all the weapons. But why does the robber target the cash in transit? Because he knows if I can break through, I really made my day. You say, but they have got so many weapons around, the thief will say, I also got my weapons. When you get the baby devil, then you get the master devil also. Many a time the ulama, we, mashayikh, sometimes we think, and sometimes murids or muridans think, that my sheikh is very pious, meaning shaitan never troubles him. So she says, Hazrat, make tawajjuh on me. So how are you going to make tawajjuh? He says, okay, then send me your picture. How will I make tawajjuh? How must I look at you? One glance, he said, will change you from a fasika to a saliha. So she gets thrilled, so she'll send her face. Then he says, you look very, very pretty. So he calls her, you are my huri. She gets thrilled. She can't understand how you became the huri of the sheikh. But if they are told that you can't push to this limit, well, you can't send your sheikh a love note. Say, night and day I think of you, oh my beloved sheikh. That you send to your husband. But in this world where some people thought milk can never go off. Sometimes the one drinking the milk thought it can't go off. They got diarrhea after that. Sometimes the milk thought it can't go off. But when it was put to boil, its reality came out. Allah tabaraka ta'ala save us all. None of us are safe. We are either water being affected by the tea bag, or because of knowledge and enjoying a good environment, sometimes we become like milk. But milk must never ever think, I am protected. The ability for germs to attack milk is much more than it can attack water. That's why water you don't need to put in a fridge. Milk has to stay cool. If that alim, that sheikh, that salih sometimes thinks that now I'm okay, and he keeps himself away from a cool environment, he is also going to go off. And when the milk is off, who's going to save the tea then? But if you can find pure milk, then even the blackest of waters, you just pour a little of it and the thing changes. Then you just need a little honey, little honey. You need someone to stir it a little. Tick, 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 tick. Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, sometimes the sheikh will shout you. He said, when he shouts you, don't worry about it. He's just stirring your tea. He wants the honey to go everywhere. Like he'll give you one, two bangs this way, that way. Ting, ting, ting. But once that happens, he said, you will become so sweet. You will become so sweet. Allah tabaraka ta'ala make us all sweet. Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, the tea becomes so unique that the person, then in Urdu there's three words, or in Persian, three words. First word is, I want a full cup. So that word in Persian is labrez. Labrez. So you say, labrez, give me a full cup. Then you get the second word, it's called labdoz. Labdoz means, they call it like lip smacking, like this is what I want. Lip smacking. So it says labrez, full cup, labdoz, and it just like pops. And then Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, and then, and everyone would say, harroz. Every day I want this tea. Labdez, labrez, labdoz, harroz. He said, you will become the beloved of everyone. Even if you were yesterday black, because of environment. But you allowed yourself to find a little milk. you allowed the pour to take place. Little honey was added and you allowed a little stir. And in the ending, the tea is unique. Character, love, enjoyment, people want. So I'm going to give you 5 steps. Inshallah, in 10 minutes we will try and climb 5 steps. These are the 5 steps to reach where we want to reach, to become this cup of tea. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Kahf 5 principles. It is called the 5 principles to be from the people of the cave. Like every place, every madrasa got conditions. Our madrasa got lot conditions. Majority of the time when the student enters, he doesn't read all the pages, he only reads the last signature and he writes there. Later on he says, I never know this is the law. He says, didn't you sign? He says, I never know English that time. How am I going to know the law? I never know English. So in our madrasa, one condition, it's just to remind you, and in case you all forget, is no phones allowed. No phones. So to be from the people of the cave, there are 5 conditions. 5 conditions. If you can do those 5, Allah Ta'ala says, and we will do the rest. Like, you don't have any fear, any worry. We will take care of a lot of things. The environment, the sound, the worry, the heat. You want to be too hot, you want to be too cold, you don't want to be boring also. But you don't want to be too heavy, like. Allah Ta'ala says, all of that we will take care of. Unique principles are mentioned, examples are mentioned in this. If a person can become of the cave, Allah Ta'ala says, such things will happen. He says, when those boys ran to the cave, what they said? Fa'u ila al-kahfi. He said, come to the cave. And a cave doesn't mean a small cave, like you say, locked up in a cave. Kahf. Kahf is different. It's not ghar. Kahf is like you enter it and it carries on for miles and miles and miles. It can go in this direction, in that direction. You get some kahfs, which can go like underground it goes, on top also, and it can, through the mountains it goes. You can land up in another country. But while you're going in it, it's dangerous because you don't know where you're going to land up after that. Sometimes it might fall. Kahf is huge, but it's out of the environment. When the boy says, let's run to the kahf, then the one worry was, but the next, outside of the kahf, there's so much happening. My house is there, my enjoyment is there, my family is there. They said, يَنْشُرُ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. Allah's mercy is like wind. It blows everywhere, it will come in the cave also. It will find you wherever you are. You don't have to worry about. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُم مِّنْ أَمْرِكُم مِّرْفَقًا. Allah will make your matters very easy. Where the person says, well, I manage that life. The girl wants to go in parada, she says, but will I manage? When I meet with my cousins, how will they? When we have to go out for eat, how will we go? When we're going to have a family gathering, the husband says, you sure you want to become pious right now? It's too early. He says, you don't worry about anything, become of the cave and Allah's mercy will find you wherever you are. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُم مِّنْ أَمْرِكُم مِّرْفَقًا. Allah will make things very easy for you. Ask those people whose wives observe parda. Wherever they go, Allah Ta'ala makes it, even the modern family says, that we will make arrangements, full parda. This is your house, this is your room. Sometimes we go on journey. We say we'll be ready to stay in the same house, one room. They say, no, we'll empty out of the house. For the purpose of parada, the whole family moves out. They go sleep somewhere else. They say, just so that your wife can be comfortable. Allah says, I will make all your arrangements. Just be ready to come in. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ. They were in the cave. They needed sunlight. But they couldn't get too hot. They were going to be in that condition for so many years. If the sun had to hit on them directly, it would cause the body to, after a while, start decomposing. Allah Ta'ala said, had you seen the sun, how it would cut at the cave at the right angle. How much of heat they needed, I gave them so much. How much they never needed, I pushed it away from them. The environment will be hot, but for that environment, that person, he won't find it like that. He will find, I'm going through the shops. Others will say, very hard to go looking for tomatoes and potatoes. Because why are you looking for those things? You forget why you went to the shop. You see everything else. You come home, then you say, why I went to the shop? Hey, forgot, I went for tomatoes. What happened? They said, you went to the shop, what happened? They said, she was there. Either you got happy because she was there alone, or your heart broke because she was there with somebody else. She was yours. She told you the other day, you're the only one for me. And she told him, he's the only one. And then you shocked, how could you do that? And when you asked the boy, what about you? But he said, I also do it. But I'm a boy in the ending. I told her, you're the only one. I told the other one also. He said, but I'm a boy. Girls can't lie. He said, girls can't lie. Allah Ta'ala says, we'll give you the right amount of sun. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ. They will be fast asleep, but you will think them wide awake. Ulama mentioned that although they're far away, they're not on this, they're not following every chat group, they're not on every group, they're not always on the internet, they're not on Google, they're not searching. But somehow or the other, Allah says, we'll make them aware of everything. You won't be kept back in the world. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظٌ. You will think them to be wide awake, وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ, fast asleep. Amazing, this miracle, you'll find it even in Darul Mazadwar. Some students are looking at you straight, fast asleep. They already became from the cave, just by entering the madrasa. تَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظٌ. You think them wide awake, fast asleep. وَقَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. The dog which is called that which is dirty and filthy becomes their khadim also. The dog says, I'll look after you. You continue sleeping, I will look after you. Allah Ta'ala makes such arrangements. How many people's lives who were gangsters before? Gangsters. In the words of the ahadith, they are known as kalbud dunya, the dogs of this world. They were killing others. They were in drugs. They were deep in problems. And then Allah Ta'ala made them change. When they changed, they became such a khadim of the Sheikh, such a khadim of deen. Though sometimes you'll find a person in tabligh, he's more mutaharrik than everyone else. They say, look at this person, if you knew his past, Allah Ta'ala said, even that which is a dog will become the khadim for the people of deen. Forget for the people, the dog will also become from the people of the cave. The dog will also become. But just to enter this cave, to enter this cave, there are five principles. I will mention it, perhaps in the bayans after, some indication will be made towards it, and you will hear a lot. Allah Ta'ala makes it like five steps. First step is very easy. Second one is quite easy. Third one is a little harder. Fourth one is quite hard. And then comes the fifth. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Principle number one is that whatever you're going to do for the future, whatever happened in the past, whatever is happening, always try to have Allah on your tongue. So I'm going to do this, inshallah. I did that, mashallah. Inshallah, mashallah. Again, yeah, I have to go off to say that make sure you say inshallah and mashallah in the right place. The reason is today I get certain emails. Then I ask, how did it start? Like, how did you get involved? He said, no, I followed her. She had a nice post. So I wrote there, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. What a place, like. He said, SubhanAllah. So I wrote back to him, I said, that relationship which started with MashaAllah and SubhanAllah, it's going to end with Inna Lillah. That's what happened. How you use Allah's name at what a place like SubhanAllah. And she got thrilled then. Tabarak wa ta'ala. So at the right place, tomorrow Allah's name. For the past, mashallah. But we will forget, you might think it's a very small thing just to take Allah's name. If you understood how governments work, even in a Muslim government, even if they have done some feat in the country, they're going to cut the ribbon. Once upon a time in Bangladesh, at a certain bridge, they had to cut the ribbon. A bridge was made over a place where people could not cross. So it's a very big project. Now you're cutting the ribbon, the mayor comes, you have your opening speech. What he just said? He said, in the name of the Almighty. He just said that there, and everything started. That at such a time, why did you take his name? In a Muslim country, the mayor got fired. The mayor got fired. The people of knowledge understood, like, what was wrong, like? said that this was the work done by the country. Why was it attributed to somebody else? Warrant. Allah's name to be taken is very hard for them. They don't want that name. Allah's name must not be taken anywhere. The one who takes it, you might think it's a small thing, Bismillah. Turning the key, Bismillah. Entering the house, Bismillah. Sitting in the car, Bismillah. The world of the devil doesn't like the name Bismillah. That's why it comes in the hadith. When the word Bismillah is said, the devil who is huge, he starts becoming smaller, 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 until he becomes like a fly. He hates Allah's name, Bismillah. And if you are forgetting, it's not on the tongue. Then Allah Tawarakala gave a nuskha, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيْتَ, which has many meanings. Quranic ayat are unique. But one meaning is, if you are forgetting to take Allah's name, you never grew up with Allah's name on your tongue, then وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ, then make the zikr of your Allah. So if you are forgetting during the day, then during the morning, say it so many times that it starts becoming natural on the tongue. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيْتَ. So you will see in the company of the mashayikh, they'll normally start off that, why don't we make little zikr in the morning? 100 times take the name Allah. What is the purpose? So that during the day, whenever you talking, Allah will be there. Whenever you thinking, Allah will be there. Whenever you deciding, Allah will be there. But it all starts with small. The principle is very small. Don't do anything for tomorrow, except that you say, Inshallah, which is nothing hard. It's like that person said, this dumbbell is very easy, like, it hardly weighs anything. You say, carry on lifting it up, then you will get muscles. You don't go for big things immediately. Principle number 2, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. This Quran that has come to you, make tilawat of this Quran. The world has come to change everything. Environments will change. People will change. Schools and curriculums will change. What the grandfather will say, in our time it wasn't like this. Here, what happened today? Everything changes, Allah says, but no one will ever be able to change my speech. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. It will come to you as it was revealed. All you have to do is now connect. Make tilawat of Quran. Whether you in madrasa, whether you out in the schools, environment, universities. Tilawat is not for the pious. Tilawat is to make a person pure. When tilawat stops, even the pure becomes impure. When tilawat stops, even the pure becomes impure. Tilawat is not to learn tarjuma of Quran in class. Tilawat is not to be learning my door because I have to read to the ustad. All of that is to learn how to make tilawat. Tilawat is then you just sit with your Quran. There is no other purpose except tala. I want to follow the word of my Allah. That's tilawat. If you read half a page, if you read it with meaning nur ala nur, light upon light, if you memorize it and you read half a page in Quran, even if you don't know the meaning, just open this Quran. Read half a page of Quran, say, this is my tilawat for the day. وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. Step number 1, Allah's name on the tongue. Step number 2, a little tilawat during the day. That's very easy. Higher you are climbed. Step number 3, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. There will be always people in your environment, very close to you or at a slight distance. You know them to be people who are connected to Allah. You know them to be people of dua. You know them to be people of ikhlas. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. Your heart, when you look at them, your heart tells you, this is a man of Allah. When you got someone like that, Allah Ta'ala says, wasbir. There will be certain times where you will be told, why don't you sit with them? Why don't you travel with them? Why don't you make i'tikaf with them? Why don't you just go for their majlis, their gathering? Then as soon as it's on, then your nafs will tell you, hey, you know, at the moment I'm tired. Like, next time, Allah says, make sabr a little bit. make a little sabr and go in their company. A little sabr and go in their company. What we said, if you want your tea to become right color, you will have to go looking for the milk. Little bit sabr. And hold yourself. This is that step that's little bit more harder. Where the man says, hey, I don't like all this sheikh and murid stories. And then the wife will say to him, since when you started becoming pious? Like, or he'll say to his wife, like, that means you have to go in parda. That means we can't go out anymore. You know, this sheikh, he doesn't like Nando's and Kentucky. Now she starts thinking, hey, that's a heavy one, that one. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, let us sabr. No one changes overnight. But don't run away from milk. Allow the milk to be poured. And then comes that next step. That's the step which I asked my brother Maulana Imran to speak about it. It's the hard step. And normally we don't like to mention hard stuff. Ours is always the easy, easy, easy. And so you carry on to the hard one. The hard one was, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. That there will be certain people around you who will be stars in your eyes. Stars. But they are completely ghafil from Allah. أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Fully behind his every desire. That night he wants a new girl. He wants a drug. He wants dancing. During the day he played the best soccer in the world. But at night he is gone in that club. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَىٰ. Allah Ta'ala says, look at Quran. Says, I know you want to follow this. Why do you say don't follow? It means I know you want to follow. And I know you don't want to follow the milk. وَاصْبِرْ. They make sabr. And here, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا. Don't walk behind this person. Don't run behind the star. You can call him your Hollywood. You can call him your superstar. You can call him your soccer star. Your any star. وَلَا تُطِعْ. The person will just say again, but me, I love my games. Say, Allah is then speaking to me and you. Who Allah speaks to? To the angels. It was known we will love these people. It was known we're going to love them. That if someone had to give me that man's name, I'll get so happy, like, I kick the ball in the right direction, someone from the side scream out one name. It was a non-Muslim name, I'm supposed to get angry. I became happy, all night I'm dreaming. That maybe tomorrow, like in my dreams, I'm scoring goals. I say, yeah, I won. Allah tabaraka says, la tutih, don't do it. And the last principle is, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Be proud of your Islam so much that you become a da'i towards it. He who will invite towards the truth will not be invited. He who will call towards what is right, others won't be able to call him. Be so proud of your deen that you giving da'wah to everyone else. They must not be giving da'wah to me and you. Again, quickly, five principles. For the future, Allah's name. For the past, Allah's name. Inshallah, mashallah. A little bit tilawat of Quran. Holding ourselves in the company of those who our hearts say, these are the men of Allah. They will make our black waters into beautiful tea. Let our hearts not run behind those people who we ourselves know have no ta'alluq with Allah at all. And number five, be so proud that we become the da'is to the truth. These five, and Allah will say, the cave is yours. You are min ashab al-kahf. Your name will remain till qiyamah. Allah tabaruk ta'ala make us all from the people of the cave. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. That announcing for the khidmat for feeding, they asked that there are 30 volunteers extra who will be needed for feeding. So this is besides those that gave their names already. Two reasons. One is maybe the food is short, so if 30 people less eat, then at least we'll cover up that food. And one is, so 30 people, inshallah, when the people are going for the khidmat, at 11 o'clock, the boys who are on khidmat, remember, only those on khidmat. 11 o'clock, you must go. And those 30 extra who want to join them. Everyone else who's going out and say we want to make mushabahat with the khadims, please make sabr in the company of the people who are connected to Allah. I know it's not easy. Just make a little sabr and maybe Allah will make all of you from the people of the cave. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.